JWST, MIRI Coronagraphic Performances as Measured on Sky, by A. Boccoletti et al. Characterization of directly imaged exoplanets is one of the most eagerly anticipated science functions of the James Webb Space Telescope. MIRI, the mid-IR instrument, has the capability to provide unique spatially resolved photometric data points in a spectral range never achieved so far for such objects. We aim to present the very first on-sky contrast measurements of the MIRI's coronagraphs. In addition to a classical light coronagraph at the longest wavelength, this observing mode implements the concept of the four-quadrant phase mask for the very first time in a space telescope. We observed single stars together with a series of reference stars to measure raw contrasts as they are delivered on the detector, as well as reference subtracted contrasts. MIRI's coronagraphs achieve raw contrasts greater than 10 to the power of 3 at the smallest angular separations within 1 and about 10 to the power of 5 further out beyond 5 approximately 6. Subtracting the residual diffracted light left unattenuated by the coronagraph has the potential to bring the final contrast down to the background and detect a limited noise floor at most angular separations, a few times 10 to the power of 4 at less than 1. MIRI coronagraphs behave as expected from simulations. In particular, the raw contrasts for all four coronagraphs are fully consistent with the diffractive model. Contrasts obtained with subtracting reference stars also meet expectations and are fully demonstrated for 2 4-quadrant phase masks, F1065C and F1140C. The worst contrast, measured at F1550C, is very likely due to a variation of the phase aberrations at the primary mirror during the observations, and not an issue of the coronagraph itself. We did not perform reference star subtraction with the Liat mask at F2300C, but we anticipate that it would bring the contrast down to the noise floor. This was JWST, MIRI Coronagraphic Performances as Measured on Sky, by A. Boccoletti et al.